Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Tuesday morning, the President of the United States posted on his personal Twitter account claims about mail-in ballots. Tuesday afternoon, Twitter added a fact-checking link to the bottom of two posts. The link reads, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots." The link goes to a page that says the claims are unsubstantiated, according to CNN, The Washington Post, and other fact checkers. That page has a long list of Twitter posts from other people related to the situation. Twitter told Ars Technica the page was created and managed by Twitter's global curation team. HBO Max launched in the United States Wednesday. Most HBO subscribers will get an app update, giving them access to HBO Max at no additional cost, along with the option to stay with just HBO Now for the time being. HBO Max includes all of HBO plus additional content from Warner Media, including things like DC movies and TV shows. HBO Max is not available on Roku or Fire TV, or to people who subscribe to HBO through Amazon or Comcast. For new subscribers, HBO Max costs $14.99 a month, the same price as HBO alone. Samsung announced Samsung Money, a MasterCard debit card from SoFi. Samsung users sign up for a money management account from SoFi, which then funds the card. That account has no fees and accrues interest. Users get the card in their Samsung Pay app, as well as a plastic card for use at places that don't accept Samsung Pay. Samsung Money will launch in the U.S. this summer. Instagram announced it will share ad and badge revenue with IGTV creators. Ads will start showing up on around 200 English language creator partners, and creators will get 55% of the ad revenue. Instagram will rely on Facebook moderation staff to review every IGTV video before accepting it for monetization. Next month, some IGTV creators will also be able to start selling badges. The badges can cost either $99, $1.99, or $4.99 and show up before a user's name when they comment. Creators will keep all the revenue from badges during the test phase, but it will eventually be shared with Instagram. Quibi has updated its iOS app to support Apple AirPlay. The video service launched without the ability to watch the video anywhere but in the app. Quibi says it hopes to have Chromecast support coming in June. Zipline was one of the first companies to deliver products by drone, delivering medical supplies in Rwanda starting in 2016 and later in Ghana. Zipline has now received approval to deliver medical supplies, including personal protective equipment, to hospitals in North Carolina. The FAA in the United States gave Zipline emergency waivers to operate two routes. The drones can carry up to about 4 pounds of cargo and fly up to 80 miles an hour. Spotify has lifted the 10,000 song limit on the number of songs you can save to your library. While Spotify has 50 million songs, up until now you had a limit on how many you could save to the Your Music section. Spotify previously resisted raising that limit, saying that fewer than 1% of its customers ever reached it. Individual playlists and the number of songs you can download for offline listening, however, are still limited to 10,000. Google launched a limited pilot to use Google Assistant's voice match to secure restaurant orders and purchases made through Google Play. Users in the limited rollout will see the option in Google Assistant settings to confirm purchases with voice match. Google warns that during setup, someone with a similar voice or recording might be able to confirm purchases on devices you're logged into. Google told Android Police that the feature has a limit on how much money can be spent. Facebook released an experimental app called Collab as an invite-only beta for iOS. Collab lets users create short-form music videos split into three simultaneous sources. A single user can play three instruments in one video, or the three instruments can be split between different users. Videos are initially posted to Collab, where users can take it and create their own video from it, essentially allowing remixes, though you can't remix the underlying music, and any parts you take to use in your own creation automatically get credited. Facebook says after you share Collab videos on Collab, they will then be able to be shared on Instagram or TikTok. Facebook also released an experimental voice call app called Catch Up for coordinating calls of up to eight friends. Your contacts show a ready-to-talk icon when they're available, as well as showing in-progress calls that you can join. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.